This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, Youth Exchange Program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the curtains, as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today flagged off Battlefield Surveillance System, Sanjay, in New Delhi. This surveillance system will enhance battlefield transparency and transform the future battlefield as it is equipped with state-of-the-art sensors and cutting-edge analytics. It will be inducted in the Indian Army in 3 phases starting from March this year. According to the Defence Ministry, it proves to be a force multiplier in intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. Its induction will be a big leap towards data and network centricity in the Indian Army. Sanjay has been indigenously and jointly developed by the Indian Army and Bharat Electronics Limited. It will be the key attraction during the upcoming Republic Day parade on Kartavya Path. Akashvani and Doordarshan are fully geared up for the live coverage of the 76th Republic Day parade from Kartavya Path on 26 January. The live coverage will be broadcast and telecast across the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan along with the Waves OTT platform. To review the preparedness at Kartavya Path, Secretary of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju today took stock of the arrangements made by Akashvani and Doordarshan for the live coverage. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said this time 4K cameras have been deployed to ensure high quality picture resolution, which is 8 times better than before. He also mentioned that the parade will be broadcast on the Waves OTT platform. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo the voters. Our correspondent, senior BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is scheduled to address a public rally in Baljeet Nagar of Patel Nagar constituency this evening, as reported by our correspondent. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today held a rally in Mangolpuri. Later, he is scheduled to hold public meetings in New Delhi and Dwarka constituencies. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will conduct road shows in Najafgarh, Uttam Nagar and Dwarka constituencies. The senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to hold a mega rally in Madipur. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today highlighted that biometric authentication is a promising innovation that not only minimizes impersonation and multiple voting, but also ensures that votes cast belong to the rightful owner. He made these remarks while delivering the valedictory address at the concluding session of the two-day international conference organized by the Election Commission of India in New Delhi.
As we turn our focus today to the future of elections, we are not merely engaging in an intellectual exploration, but assuming a collective responsibility to shape the destiny of electoral democracies worldwide. This is no gracious gesture, but an honest duty of all of us. That's our core duty, to maintain the fairness, transparency and accessibility, inclusivity in the elections without inducement.
The Delhi Declaration 2025 was adopted by election management bodies, forming a working group to address social media, AI and cyber security issues. In Maharashtra, one person was killed and 7 injured in a blast at an ordnance factory at Bhandara this morning. As per the preliminary information, a total of 13 workers were working in the shift of ordnance factory as the roof collapsed following explosion. The injured have been shifted to hospital in Nagpur and Bhandara for the treatment. In Australian Open tennis, second seed German Alexander Zverev has advanced to the men's singles final after seventh seed Novak Djokovic retired during their semi-final match at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.